Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I am so excited. You know, John, this is 5 years. This made 5 years.
Can you believe it?
Us being on the air when God said, start VFN TV in the daily radio program. And that, my goodness, I mean, here we are 5 years later. We didn't know anything about, you know, what to do, but God spoke it. And yeah. May is a special month. In the last program, we talked about, you know, all the things in May that takes place. Our president's going to be in Jerusalem in May the 23rd, 22nd. 23rd, 22nd, 23rd,
yep,
and on Jerusalem Day, and possibly going to move in the embassy to Jerusalem. And I mean, and with us, there's been some pretty amazing things that happened in May.
Yes.
And I mean, so when the Lord, I remember I was on a prayer watch, and we've been seeking the Lord and kind of coming after God and trying to figure out what that means in regards to a prayer watch. But we gained wisdom from the International House of Prayer and Mike Bickle. We knew that we needed to do it, but how was it done? And so he walked out that pattern of 24-hour prayer. And so we started that, you know, you can tell me how many years it's been.
I think at least seven years ago.
It was 7 years ago. And since 2009. And, you know, just one day, you know, not 24 hours a day, but that one day, and we've just been praying and asking God, and we're seeing many answers to our prayer.
Oh, yeah.
We went through a very long time where it seemed like we were praying, it's like, are these words getting through?
Yeah.
And they just came through like a flood, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raised a standard, a powerful standard. We're seeing huge answers to prayer. And, but God spoke to me on a prayer watch. Hmm. When I was on a prayer watch and he began to tell to me about, and that's where our logo comes from. When you see our logo, you have four different rings. You have an inner ring, the next ring, the next ring, then you have this outer ring. And one of the things that God's called us to do is to reach the world for the Lord. And that outer ring represents that, what God said. Yeah. And so he said, you know, begin VFN TV and our radio program. And so we began. That's when VFN TV was launched. And within 7 days of God giving that word, God provided the wisdom and the finances to be able to begin what he wanted to start.
Yeah.
And so it all began 5 years ago. And since then, you know, and it was, we had no commercials, nothing. I mean, when we began, it was like one big breath, and 120 minutes later, it was like the end. And of course, you know, Pat was on the air with me at that time, and now he runs everything, you know, John are on the front of the camera. But Pat's very talkative. You know, I'd talk, and then
You couldn't get a word out. I mean, I don't know how you did it, really. But yeah. The beginning days were something else.
I know. I would say, so what do you think? He goes, yes. We still have those programs. You can still hear those.
Those are classics. We need to bring those back up sometime.
Very anointed. I still feel anointed.
Yes. We had a lot of fun.
And then one program I remember I was listening to recently was, you know, America, how we got here and how we stay here, which has the history of the Bible and history of freedom and the history of how America began and how this King James Version was launched and why it was so significant. And it shows you, my goodness, we're one nation under God.
Yeah.
This whole thing has been about God. Well, since then, I mean, all the things the Lord has done, obviously, you know, we're on radio. We've been since day one, you know, doing radio. We have VFN TV on the Gulf Coast just alone. With WHBR and Christian Television Networks, we're reaching over
1.4 million.
1.4 million.
That's why
folks.
I said, can you believe it? That's why I said that. I mean, just to think about 5 years and all that the Lord has brought us into, and the audience, the folks that we're connecting with, it's always so encouraging to run into them and to hear from them.
We love it. If somebody says they don't want to talk to you, we want to talk to you.
Yeah, we want to hear from you because it's encouraging.
Yeah, I was just, you know, in Mobile with Fred and Barbara Reddick with the Canopy of Prayer that took place. Was very successful. And some ladies came up to me, and it meant a lot to me when you came up to me and said how much our program means to you.
Yeah.
Some of them have watched us on the air. Some of us watched us on cable. Some of them watched us on our YouTube.
Yes.
One man came up to me and hello to you. That I didn't get your name when you were talking to me, but I felt your heart because you said, you know, you were all over my YouTube channel.
Wow.
And I was talking to him about, you know, when you start preaching the gospel worldwide, you start getting threats worldwide. And he was so shocked. I said, it's the world. He goes, oh, he said, we'll pray for you. You know, and I thought that meant so much when you said you would pray for us. because we don't want to stop reaching. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to keep reaching, and we want to talk to you, whatever nation you're in, and tell you about that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And this is what the Lord said, that, you know, gathering, orchestrating, formulating what God is saying and just sowing it into the nations. And it's been that way since day one.
You know, that was interesting with the three pillars that God gave you for when you founded VFN TV. Mm-hmm. You know, God, country, and Israel. And I look back at all of the segment-related articles that we've done, thousands of them, like over 6,000 of them.
Over 6,000 segments and cultural relevant programs that we did, and with journalistic quality, with a source. It's so, you know, we could just say anything. That's all we want to do. Everything we say it with fear and trembling, even our mistakes. You know, we did it with as much effort as we could to make sure that we didn't make a mistake, but we make mistakes. But everything that we're saying is sourced. So when you talk about something we're saying at VFN TV or on our VFN radio or wherever you see us out there in social media land, you can click on a link there and it takes you to our VFN Torch, which has over 6,000 cultural relevant segments in there that have sources and related articles.
Sure.
And so you can actually talk with intelligence, which means the knowledge of what's going on, and you can at least find out why we are saying what we're saying.
Absolutely.
And I heard that what media doesn't have anymore is the DNA of a story that digests over time.
Yeah.
They just have just fresh.
Well, they pull them up and pull them down, pull them up and pull them down.
Yeah, or they can connect the dots. Yeah. And that's one thing you see connect the dots segments on VFN TV, because it's all about this story just has a gestation period, and you'll see things that we talk about, you know, 2 years ago, all of a sudden that prophecy begins to come to pass, and we're able to pull that out from all of our programs and bring that up and show you the Lord said that 24 months ago. The Lord said that 36 months ago. And I heard the regular secular media, just they don't want to do that anymore. They want stories that they create in the moment with a brand new narrative with no possible truth behind it, maybe. But also, you know, we launched was, and one of the very first thing the Lord showed me after we launched VFN TV and we launched VFN Radio, was an app, you know, to launch an app. And it was so cool because our first app that we purchased, it came from Tel Aviv. It came from Israel.
Yep.
And we were so excited about
that. That came on a prayer watch as well, didn't it?
Oh, everything. Yeah, it came on a prayer. As a matter of fact, I was on a prayer watch. I mean, this is going to be one of those programs. I was on a prayer watch and you're praying and I was in my office and then all of a sudden, and I wasn't behind my desk. You can't pray behind your desk. Get away from your desk. And then all of a sudden, the Lord, I was in front of my desk, and then I was behind my desk, sitting at the keyboard, looking at this particular app that was in Jerusalem. It was in Israel, Tel Aviv. Hmm. And next thing you know, we're acquiring that and beginning the journey in regards to an app. And, you know, there is an app for that, we found out. And we're in different versions of all that now, and it's happening. So that's exciting to see that.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is great because we, you know, that our development and our growth in that has been pretty remarkable in the aspect that we have an Apple app, we have apps for Androids, for Windows-based.
Yes.
So we're across multiple platforms.
iPads and all that mobile devices.
And when you're talking about media, you're talking about state-of-the-art, good quality. That's one of the ways I enjoy really listening and watching VFN TV.
Everything can be gotten on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Everything can be gotten on your iPad or your Android pad or whatever they call them, or your computer or smart television. And it's amazing.
So there is no limitations when it comes to VFN TV. It's
right.
Take it a go.
Well, South Korea, I think the Asian part of the world, and we thank God for you and our audience, but that you're on, you're using our app more than other parts of the nations. And the Lord laid on our heart in the beginning years ago that there was a word that we would be broadcasting to you in Korea.
Well, this is the fulfillment of that prophetic word. Yeah. That was there years ago when that happened. And
so that before was the technology even existed.
That's interesting. Yeah. Korea.
Yeah, yeah. And so we also have the Torch newsletter, and that's so important because that's fresh content that happened in that particular week on VFN TV, and we want to make sure we get that to all of our subscribers. And that's been going out now for years.
For years, and really it's a great way for you to get the best of the best, the VFN TV of that week. You can sign up by going to VFNTV.com.
Upper right-hand corner, just sign up for the Torch.
And it comes every week to you. You have it in your phone, and there's so many people that love to catch up with VFN TV and also to be able to share it with their friends.
Share it with others, and we want to be able to send that to you, and one way to do that is just go to VFNTV.com, upper right hand corner, click on the VFN Torch newsletter, and that way it'll follow you. It'll show up on your phone, show up wherever you want it to go, and just share it with your friends. It's very simple to do, and there's a free gift there for everybody that does subscribe. To say thank you for joining the family and what we're doing. We're talking about, this is our fifth year. We got the hand of God coming up. Hopefully we get a chance to get to it today. Time is flying. But it's our fifth year of being on
air,
VFN TV, when God spoke it. And just, this is a prophetic word fulfillment, you know. And I think about all the different things that have come out. Podcasting has come out, you know. The social media has developed since then, I think. I don't
the
know
if podcast is so important because it's done every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things we don't get a chance to do so much because we're on the program all the time, and you know, but is to appreciate. Right. And as I was thinking about, you know, VFN TV in 5 years, and what a blessing. But you know, so much effort is being done in labor and just love for God. These podcasts come out every single day, fresh content.
Yeah,
that is just totally blowing everybody away.
And podcasts are so good because it lets you listen to it when you can and what you need to listen to at that particular time.
Yes.
And you can download it into your device to be able to remember it or on your computer. But I'm telling you, this technology wasn't even invented yet. Including one thing that the Lord spoke specifically about is about the torch.
Yes.
You know, and it was a burden from day one about this has to be done right. We have to do this with excellence. It's not just coming on television or coming on radio and just saying whatever, but we have to know what we're saying. Everything we say has to be sourced and it has to be biblically lined up with scripture.
Yeah.
And so that's been, you know, we make mistakes, but that's been our goal. And now we have over 6,000 segments, culturally relevant segments and programs that we have available on the VFN Torch. And you can search it. And one prophetic thing that God said over that, and Steve Kalaszewski is the one that oversees this, and that God's sending people to this, and they're just, I mean, six. It's like an entire glob of beautiful information coming from, like fish eating on the side of a boat. And so people are coming from all over, and some need this information, some need that information, some need to know about this, some need to know about that. For example, you know, one of our, part of our audience in the world, you know, he obviously is a Muslim, and he was sharing his faith on one of our on our YouTube channel, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But we have a program on that to be able to share with him about Islam and Christianity and how things came about and his view of Islam and his view of Jesus Christ. Mm. And we actually have a program on that. And how good is that for somebody to be able to just go to the VFN Torch, search Islam and Christianity, and that comes up, and they can share it with somebody. What's biblically culturally relevant at that particular time.
It's so powerful. So when I think about the Torch and this program, I think about all of the segments that we've talked about. Right. God, country, Israel, just on country alone.
Government, education, arts and entertainment, media, church. I mean, all the
seven mountains of influence, but all the segments we've done on the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the
Fourth
and Tenth
Amendment. I remember me giving you and Pat citizenship test for America.
Those are great segments. That was a lot of fun.
Well, it was so great because both of you guys failed the test. You have to be.
Did we fail?
We had to take you out of the country and bring you back
I think I beat Pat. I'm not sure, but we can check to verify.
Well, new citizens, we found out, know more about the country than Americans who've been here.
100 questions.
100 long questions that seem to never end. You got to hear that. It's available for you on the VFN Torch. But also social media began to happen in a big way. You know, at that time it wasn't happening, and now it's happening with over 100,000 of you have joined us on Facebook. From all over the world. We're so excited about that. You know, you're that part of our tribe, we'd like to call our family. Yeah. And you're in the conversation through social media such as Facebook, but also Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, with our Twitter account, and you're seeing our addresses come up on the screen when we're talking about it. But we're excited about our brand new Twitter account that started. You know, thousands are coming in and connecting. And Facebook is not, they don't always let you see everything on Facebook. So we may be posting something, you got to come back to our Facebook to see it. But with Twitter, you get it, everything we send to you. So that's the difference in Facebook. So we put it all out there for you, but Facebook decides on what you're going to see or what you're not going to see. But if you come back to our Facebook, you get to see it all.
Yeah.
So that's one way to make sure.
And also, to set the notifications. If you set your notifications to receive VFN TV, you'll get that notification on your phone or on your computer.
Awesome. Yes. And also, same thing with Twitter as well. Yeah. With that, the Torch, and just God has just done some pretty awesome things in so many different ways. And this is our second studio.
Well, don't forget about the YouTube.
Oh, yeah. We just launched maybe 39 days ago as of this our fifth year anniversary here. And
how many views?
Well, we're thinking, this is what we're thinking. I was thinking, take a good year to figure this out, to kind of get out there, and it's going to take a while. And so we've been launched 39 days, and I think I have the number right here. There's over 454,588 views that have taken place of our YouTube channel, and we haven't even got our content fully over there yet. We got so many things. If you're watching us on YouTube, we have so many things that we're going to move into to YouTube. You're going to be so blessed by it. You're going to share it with your friends. But if you want to get early insight in it, you can click on VFN Torch in the description area of this video. It'll take you right to all those things we're going to move over. You say, watch the program, and you find that, you'll be able to watch them now. But we're going to move them over into our YouTube, plus the programs that we're doing right now. But it's just exciting. You get over almost 500,000 viewers in our first 39 days. Thank you for those that are joining. It's so encouraging to get your feedback and what your comments on our programs. And yes, I am taller than John. That's what they wanted to know. But if we have one.
That's what they tell us.
Yeah. Wait a minute. And so, hey, then we're over in Mobile and at Church of His Presence, and one of our audience members comes up to us and they're looking at John and I. John comes up about here. And we're talking, he looks at us and he said, I thought you were taller than him. You remember that?
It's the magic of television.
Wait. Do you remember that?
I don't know if I remember that. I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah, I'm talking to somebody I know closely, and they're saying, like, I just thought you were much shorter than him.
I remember that.
Not that height, it doesn't.
No.
Let it go. Let it go.
It's gone.
It's gone. It doesn't. You're not any smaller if you're taller. If you're taller or taller. Whatever.
No, not at all. But one of the things I do remember is the prophecy from Bill Yount, that just, you know, God's just continued to encourage us over the last 5 years.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, for those words.
Those words are just so encouraging about how media was going to shift and going to change.
Anchors were going to fall, and we're seeing
that was unheard of 3, 4, 5 years ago.
I never would have thought that Bill O'Reilly would be replaced on Fox News, because he was like the balanced guy, you know.
Sure.
You have the extremists that are stream left, stream right.
And the number one cable guy for the last 5, 7, 8 years.
You know, and we don't know any details about how that actually, whatever happened, but that's a serious anchor being removed. When we saw NBC's anchor removed earlier on.
Yeah.
But he said they're going to start falling out, and then God's going to raise up new anchors that speak prophetically, which means you're able to know the news before it happens, or we can change the news because God can let us know what's happening. But now we know how to respond to God, and He turns things around. Like God changes things all the time, right?
Yeah. One of the other interesting things and blessings that we had a chance to do was be able to stand for Israel during the Protective Edge when they were dealing with Hamas.
Yes.
That's something that the mainstream media did not cover a lot of those things.
Intentionally, they turned their cameras away from it, remember?
Yeah.
It was right there by them. All they had to do was turn their camera from the hotel balcony to that child, the children that were being brought, huddled around one missile being fired off so that Israel would respond to that missile and kill those children.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't turn their camera that way because they were trying to keep the narrative a certain way, or they were trying to sustain their
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. So when you stand with VFN TV, you're standing with those that are standing for Israel.
Right.
50 consecutive days, we continue to talk about what was happening. It was great.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.